The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, this great weather, it gives us a good excuse to go outside and have a picnic. But how do you do it? How do you put it all together with as little stress as possible? Orla Drumgoole, the author of Irish Mammy Cooks, is here to give us some tips on how to put one together. And I have an array of tubs and jars in front of me now, Orla, that you've brought in. This is your secret, is it, to getting it right?
Well, I think it is the secret. Funny, I was listening to Michelle on the way up in the car this morning talking about children. And this is a wonderful way to get them involved because every child can bring their own little school lunch bag and they can pack whatever they want into it in tubs. And I think tubs and actually glass jars, because glass jars are really handy for things like, I made a little cheesecake with some of the fruit syrup we made last month.
Yeah.
And a little biscuit.
It's an old jam jar.
It's a little old jam jar, yeah. And it's just enough for one person. They can choose what they want to put into it. And that's a dessert in a little jar. You leave it in the fridge and then you put it into your bag. You bring your water bottle and you freeze it overnight. And that is your freezer pack. Because, you know, the way otherwise you've got a piece of equipment in your bag that you don't need. I was doing sandwiches recently on my page and you work really hard doing a recipe, Claire, and then you post a sandwich and it gets 200,000 views.
Really?
Banana. Honest to God, banana in a focaccia roll. So you have your focaccia roll kept ready to go, your banana, and you have your butter in a little tub and a knife. So you always bring a knife with you and a fork and a spoon, and then you can make it on site.
So is that the secret to this? Don't make the sandwich before you go.
Absolutely.
Bring all the bits.
Yes. So another one, the Irish Mammy Salad Sandwich. If you make that the night before, it is going to be far too soggy for anyone who even loves a soggy sandwich. But put it in a jar. And this morning before I left, I put the salad cream on top, but I didn't mix it through. So that's ready. I wouldn't open it because there's egg.
No, I'm not going to. I won't.
But it's ready to go.
So it has tomato on the bottom and then I see cucumber.
Because the tomato is the wet part of it.
Yeah,
so tomato and cucumber are wetter. The lettuce is nice and dry and the egg in between to kind of combat the smell.
And you've lettuce over the egg as well.
Lettuce over the egg.
Strategic.
Well, it just makes less of a sulfuric smell of the egg. And then this morning I did open it and thought, whew, we won't be opening that on air. Put in the salad cream on top, but I didn't mix it through. So just before you're ready to eat, you take out your bread and it's sliced already. You've just cut it in half. And to be honest, sandwich bread is not the best thing to take on a picnic. You're better off with a crusty, crispy roll because it sits better, it lasts better. And if you forget and make the sandwiches, it doesn't get too soggy in the bag.
Okay, so this thing, you mix this salad together and then it's ready to go on to your roll.
Or you can just eat it with a fork out of the jar.
You've hummus here as well and some chopped vegetables.
Yes.
That's a great idea, actually, because that's a nice snacky thing. That's
and the hummus is one. And also it's one, like it's pink. So they like the colour of it because it's got a novelty. There's beetroot in that one.
And you made the hummus.
Oh, yes, I made the hummus. Oh, and you just put a tiny, it's so easy. It takes 5 minutes, Claire, I promise. I think it's page 285 in the book, but it is so easy. Or red pepper to make a different colour. And you get them involved and you say, which will we have today? Will we have the red one or the purple? Will we add a little more beetroot? Do you like the colour of it? And they can chop the veg and then you get them to chop to the size of the tub they want to take.
So you just have cucumber and carrot here in another little tub.
With a little bit of wet tissue, kitchen paper. And I cut those yesterday, but they are perfectly fresh today.
You wet
today.
The tissue paper.
You just wet the tissue paper.
For soakage, is it? Or for
no, because what it does is it just keeps it fresh so the veg doesn't dry out. And so this is not something you have to do before you head to the beach. This is something you could have done the day before or you're at work and your child is at home with nothing to do and you say you're going to cut the veg for our picnic tomorrow.
Yeah, you could do that too. So this seems to me this looks like a good bit of work. Is it?
No. Honestly, it's not. Okay, so I made homemade focaccia, but you don't have to make homemade focaccia. And you could bring your focaccia, again, in your little tub. You could slice it and put a little bit of olive oil and garlic on it.
Looks lovely.
And then
focaccia.
And that's a no-need, very quick 5 minute job. And then you can take your basil and your mozzarella and your tomato in another little tub. And some people don't like mozzarella, some people don't like the basil. So you can make, so everybody makes their own on site. But you can carry an awful lot with you. The soggy tomato sandwiches, again, took me 5 minutes and people have raved about it.
Did you do that
it.
On purpose, the soggy tomato sandwich?
Yes. Now, I didn't actually sit on this one, Claire. I sit on the ones at home or I sort of bash them down.
Do you?
Yeah, because Paddy, this was a thing from their childhood that Paddy told the girls they had to eat. None of them eats tomatoes. It's devastating. And I had never eaten a soggy tomato sandwich, unbelievably, because it wasn't one from our house.
Paddy goes mad for the soggy tomato sandwich, does he?
He loves them, but I don't put pepper on it. And he said, oh, you're missing the pepper. Just tomato and salt and a little bit of butter. Good anagasson
on the
bread.
I love a good tomato sandwich. I don't think you can beat it. And I have one of my children at home who is the same. I'm glad to say tomato, butter, salt.
Yeah.
Can't beat it. But a soggy tomato sandwich, don't know if I'm there for that.
It's wild. I actually brought one to Bloom and I tested it at the end of the day and I'd carried it all day. I'd squashed it a few times. It was warm. It was unbelievable. It's kind of, the bread takes on like almost a cakey texture. It's kind of spongy. But it is really, honestly, it is tasty.
I'm going to open take it. That I have
one.
To look at this.
You can take that one home to your child if you want to see what they think. It's not soggy enough yet, Claire, because I didn't squash it. And it was in the bag with cool things, so it just needs a little more time.
We owe this to Paddy. So this is just ordinary white bread, isn't it?
O'Neill's of Anagasson. It's real old-fashioned bread. And it's not
good
an ad.
Bread. It's decent bread.
Beautiful bread, and there are no extra additives in it. It's a really good quality bread.
Butter, tomato, salt, give it a squash.
And a little bit of salt, and then you just put it together, and you can't put it one on top of the other. It has to be kind of flat.
Yes.
And then parchment and tinfoil, and then you just kind of squash it a few times during the day. You take it home, and the bread has kind of just taken on a little bit of the moisture of the tomato. And the tomato is warm and just. It's like summer holidays.
I was scoffing at this now when you came in, but you've sold it to me. This is a great idea.
Try it and tell me.
Soggy tomato sandwich. I'll give you back that now. That's in parchment paper and in tinfoil. And now we have our dessert.
So we have the little made up cheesecake, which is biscuit and any biscuit you have at home, any flavour. If you have a ginger nut or you have a chocolate one, and I just cracked it up and then I literally put equal quantities of cream and cream cheese together. And then I used some of that, the sugar syrups we made the last day.
And you just
not the sugar
that
syrup,
on top.
The strawberry and peach one. And I just mixed it into the thing so there's no sugar added. And then I added a little bit on top. And when you dig into that with your spoon, it'll just be delicious.
Gorgeous, like cheesecake.
It is a cheesecake. Mm, it's just a deconstructed cheesecake.
And then we have this little cute brownie in another little plastic pot.
Yeah, just a little bite-sized piece of brownie. And it is from the fridge and you put it into your cool and then it tastes like a piece of fudge. Mm-hmm. Few other things you have to remember. You have to bring cutlery with you. You also need to bring a bag with a few wet dishcloths in it. And you need to bring a picnic blanket.
Wet dishcloths, why? Just for cleaning up? Or
because a wet dishcloth, if you land on the picnic table, is filthy and the children go, I'm not sitting. You don't need water wipes. You just bring your wet dishcloth, two bags. You put the dirty wet dishcloth into one bag. You keep the clean ones in the other one, but they're all wet. And then they can wipe hands down afterwards. They can take sand off the hands or whatever you need them for. And then you can clean up after yourself. You put everything, all the tubs are empty. They all stack up into each other, back into your picnic bag. And then there is no footprint left. And you've had the perfect picnic.
Do you have an insulated picnic bag?
I have. I brought one from America. Everybody was raving about it. It's a little $9 Kate Spade. It's basically a children's lunchbox. And it has a little bit of foil in it. And that'll keep it. So all the things that came out of that this morning have been in it since 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And because I froze my water and I put the water in, that is my cool pack.
Which you can drink when it's defrosted.
That's
not a very big bag, but you're getting all of this stuff into it.
But there are like about 10 different tubs.
What you can achieve.
That's enough for an adult. A child doesn't have to carry as much and they all get to carry their own. Mammy is not left carting an enormous picnic bag. And those baskets, Claire, look delicious and lovely. But they're such a bloody nuisance to carry.
Yeah, but so, Instagram, they're full of these things. You know, different little devices. Have your picnic on the beach using this and that. And the other,
you don't use what you have at home.
All of that stuff.
And you keep your jars. And honest to God, I love the jars particularly because we're trying to get away from plastic. But the jars are so handy.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of these, I mean, you would have used them for something else. You're not buying them specifically
time. I use them for all sorts of things. And, you know, like if you go to the Chinese and you get a little curry sauce, that's what that one is. You just wash it well.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't taste of curry.
Give it a good wash. What else have you got over there nearest
to
you?
So this one here is puff pastry is great for anything picnic because it sits really well and it lasts. That one is actually an upside down tart with apple and some gooseberry jam, and then you just leave it in the tub. This one here, I didn't make these, but that's a little one of those healthy balls.
Oh, it's like a protein ball.
It's a protein ball. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just put it into a little pot all by itself. Just coming back to the puff pastry, does that keep well? Does it transport well? Because you can use that for lots of different things, I'm thinking.
Yes, so you make sausage rolls, you can make little cheese rolls, you can make pesto rolls, you can make lots of sweet things with it. It transports really well. Make it the day before, let it cool completely, throw it into the fridge overnight, and then just pop it in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as hot and crisp as it is when it comes out of the fridge, but my God, cold sausage rolls, there's nothing like them.
They're delicious, with something nice maybe to dip them in as well.
Exactly, a little bit of...
You mentioned the fancy picnic baskets, you know, bringing the glasses and bringing, you know, all of the fancy things.
Not at all, no. I like bringing a flask of really hot water and a cup and my own tea bags and a little bottle of milk.
Oh, this is because old-fashioned. It's like you're going to turn the turf.
Yeah, but if you put the tea bag and the milk in, Paddy likes very little milk, and then he says to me, I take milk with tea in it. And I tell people 3/4 inch, please, because that's what I take in my tea, whereas he takes a tiny bit of milk. So that way everybody gets to make their own.
It's also not nice if you make it up in advance, is it?
No, it isn't. And bring a cup. So you can bring your cup and you can bring whatever else you need.
Mm-hmm.
And also you'll see, Claire, I didn't bring the crisps. I didn't bring any of the pre-packed stuff. All of this is stuff that we have at home. And you're looking at it saying, God, I never made the salad for tea yesterday. Make a picnic out of it instead. Do this on the front garden, because this week they're at home. Put a picnic blanket outside. Say to them, OK, what are you going to make? And everybody's going to make one thing each. And then they're all going to share it. And then let them find the jars at home or the tiny little plastic containers. And get them thinking like that and not throwing things out all the time. You'll find, you know, the little yogurt jars are great. The little glass ones.
Yeah.
They're fabulous and they can reuse them and say, now, what would you put in that for a picnic? And it's getting them thinking about it. It's getting them thinking about making things themselves rather than, I want a packet of crisps and a bar of chocolate for my picnic, Mommy.
Is Paddy her husband, says a listener?
Paddy is my long suffering. Poor Paddy is my husband. Yes.
He is.
So Paddy taste tests everything.
And he doesn't like milky tea.
No, he doesn't.
And he likes
milky
a soggy
tea.
Tomato sandwich. We're getting to know Paddy very well.
That's
in Italy, says a listener, the delis have tramezzino or tramezzini, which is the plural. They're made with soft, crustless white bread and are typically cut into triangles. And the fancy spots have them as well. And another listener is being transported back to the endless days in British Bay in the 60s with the soggy tomato sandwiches.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, it's incredible. The number of people who've commented on the sandwiches, it's been really lovely. And the trips down memory lane for so many people, and the banana one, because people say, no, it has to be on bread and you have to mash it. So much nicer not mashed on a nice crusty ciabatta.
Keep it simple. Well, Orla, off with you now to St. Stephen's Green with all this stuff to have a lovely picnic outside. Orla Drumgool's book is called Irish Mammy Cooks. Thank you very much for coming in, and thank you to all of you for listening. The team today, Cormac McDonagh on sound, producers Helena O'Toole, Dee King and Alex Russo, research by Kate Gunnell. Our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane. Andrea's...
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.